You cannot get too much of the word inside of us. Somebody else want to praise him? Anybody? Amen. You love the Lord today. Say amen. Amen. Brother Zach, you give me a little more volume up here. Amen. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord, to praise and worship him. Me and my wife have been talking for quite some time that we're in the end times and people are playing with God. People think that they have all of the time in the world to satisfy. Amen. I've got too much now. To satisfy their own desires. Amen. But the Bible says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, that's not saying that everything that I want in life, God's going to give you. What it is saying is that when you learn to lean and trust in God, you will begin to desire the things of the heart of God that's inside of you. Amen. We didn't come for temporal things to take to heaven. As the saying goes, you're not going to see a hearse following you to heaven when you fly out of here. You're not going to see a U-Haul following you down the road to your burial. You're not going to see houses built over there. He said, I've got a mansion already built over here for you. Praise God. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. How many's running around with troubled hearts today trying to figure out how God's going to fix their problems? How they're going to get out of their dilemma and out of their circumstance and how their situation is going to change. Praise God. I'll tell you how it's going to change. It's going to change with people that's made their minds up. And their hearts are pure, praise God. He said, only the pure in heart shall see God. He said, he that hath a clean hand, praise God, and a pure heart today, praise God. I'm glad today that my soul is longing for the pureness of the anointing in my life and in my soul today to make it to the other side. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we love you today, Jesus. Where is the sensitivity of the anointing in the church today? We're not sensitive anymore, Brother Spence, to the moving of the Holy Ghost. We wait for the preacher to say something to trigger us, to cause us to lay hands. Oh, hear me today, church. I want to tell you something. We are so close to Christ coming back after his church that we ought to be praying every time the doors are open, every time opportunity comes. Our hands ought to be lifted. Our hearts ought to be pure. Praise God. Say, Lord, I need you today. I need a change in my life. Praise God. There's not enough perversion to change my heart. There's not enough wickedness that's going to make me change my mind. My mind's made up. My heart is fixed on God today. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand today? I want us to lift our hands and lift our hearts to him. Lord, make me ready for what's coming, praise God. Make my heart pure for what's coming. If I have to walk away from some of the things in my life, let me walk away, praise God. If I have to throw some things out the window, out the door, and clean my house, God, make me ready and right for your coming. I need to see your face. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you today. Oh, we give you all this place. place. We give you praise today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we honor you, God. Oh, we praise you. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I feel him here today. I know he's among us today. I want to warn somebody here today, whoever you are, he's coming. And he's not coming in your folly. He's not coming in your play. He's coming because you have a repentant heart and your heart is right toward the things of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bibles, I want to go to John chapter 1 and verse 1. Very familiar portion of Scripture that most of us could quote without opening. Amen. How many feels him here today? John 1 and 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things that were made by him and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The life was the light of men. There's no way that you can possibly live for God and stand in a darkened position with God. Because he said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness comprehended it not. In other words, the devil has no idea what the light means, because he can't comprehend what God's doing in you. He cannot understand what God wants to do in you. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now understand, church, you can be seated, that every man that is born has a purpose in God. Have a purpose in a place with God. Now I want to talk to us just a few minutes. I may not ever. Brother McIntosh has got me stirred, and he mentioned being the light of the world in his message today, and I knew that God was speaking to me. I want to talk to us today about somebody needs to turn the lights on. Have you ever been trying to do something and it's so inconvenient to carry a flashlight with you? in your back pocket so somebody's made millions by putting a flashlight on your keychains, and you, every time that you get in a place of darkness, you'll pull that thing out. When I need to see something, I'll flash that light on. Or nowadays that we've got all, everybody's got smartphones. They're actually smarter than you think they are, even without you touching them. They have abilities and ways of doing things that you don't know what's going on. I've said time and time again, and somehow, Sister Smith, Sister Jan, I've watched that phone start doing things on its own. And I often hear somebody cry, "Big Brother is watching you." Or somebody's paying attention to what you're doing. But now we can just flip our phones up and we don't have to carry a flashlight no more. We don't have to turn those big, round, long flashlights that they come up with. We can just flip the phone up. And all of a sudden, and mine's not going to act right for me, and we can hit that light and the bright light comes on for us. We have that ability to shine whenever we decide to shine, Brother Spence. We have the ability that when we can't see our way through, that we can pull that light out or pull that out of our pocket. And we have a comfort that we don't always have to walk in darkness, or we don't have to always see those things or look at those things through darkness. The worst thing to try to do is try to read in the dark. To try to look at things in the dark and try to get to where we're going. The worst thing is that when we travel at night, praise God, the Bible talks about horseless chariots with flaming torches. How many's ever read that? He's simply identifying the automobile. He's simply identifying that the car was going to be made for man. Horseless chariots with flaming torches. The headlights. Which gives us ability to get to where we need to be. And we stop and we understand that David said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." You know why David said that? Because most of the time, people of God have always liked to travel in the dark. They always liked to travel when they knew that there was not going to be a lot of people on the small pathways that they could get through. They knew that there was not a way that they could maneuver away during the daytime. It was hot and it was blistering and people would fall and faint by the wayside in the heat of the day. And we understand that most folks traveled at night because in the desert the sand becomes so cold and in the desert it is so cool at night that they learned to travel in the dark because it was comfortable, praise God, and it was more easy. But when David said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet," boy, praise God, we have to understand, church, that when David said that, there were serpents that crossed the path. There were beasts that began to cross the path, and they would wear ankle lamps around their ankles, praise God, that when they walked, they could see every obstacle and everything that could destroy them walk before them. I want to tell you today, we've got to learn to stop living for God in the darkness of this world. We've got to come out of it and begin to say, "God, thy word is a lamp into my feet and a light in my life today." Most are walking around. We got folks that don't come to church because they're trying to find friends to be a support group in their life. The greatest cry when folks leave church is, "Well, I'm just not being fed. I'm not receiving anything. I'm not getting anything." Well, you got to be here to get it.
Right.
You got to open your heart to receive it.
Right.
There's a lot of meals that are set on tables that people
will not eat because they say, I don't like green beans. I don't like tomatoes. I don't like potatoes. I don't like what it is. The very thing that could cause you to nourish, but because they don't like it, they won't consume it. You know, sometimes this word is bittersweet. Sometimes this gospel that we preach can hurt our feelings. Sometimes when the man of God is preaching what thus saith the Lord, you'll walk out of here and say, I don't believe what he says. I'm not going to take what he says. But you know what? This preacher will not stop preaching what thus saith the Lord. You know why? Because we've got to take all of the word of God, because the word of God is light. The Bible said he was the light of the world. Then we got Mr. Conservative. Every time you walk by, turn that light out. Turn that light out. You're wasting energy. Watch this. You can't get light if you don't have a current or a flow that will open up the avenue for you to see the light.
That's right.
Uh-oh. You mean, Pastor, I can have a light and I can think it's shining, but there's no current, no flow in me? Can I tell you, church, your light will not shine if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
That's right.
Come on now. Can I tell you that if you don't have a flow of the current, praise God, anytime your wire is clipped or your brother said something about you that hurt you, caused you to not want to come to church, caused you to not want to give in the offering, praise God, caused you to not want to praise God, I'm tired and I'm wore out, friend. I don't care what you say. My God's still worth praising, no matter how tired I get or how weary I get, praise God, because he's got something for me every time I get to the house of God. I never seen the likes of people falling asleep in church. Let me ask you something. Does God bore you that much? Uh-oh. Does God's power and his presence bore us so that we just close our eyes and our minds to it and we don't reach out to him? There was not a seat in the house, just like I told you Thursday night, but the mercy seat of God. But it was for pure praise, pure worship. Folks that would come in and look for something from God. I'm glad to know today that when I come to church, I came looking for him today. I came seeking after him today, trying to find his presence and his power in the word for my life. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Where is your light today? Oh, I'm hiding it under a bushel. I'm going to hide it where nobody can steal it or rob from me. If you're honestly protecting the Holy Ghost in you, there's nobody that has the ability to take the calling out of you, or your worship from you, or your praise from you. Oh, I wish I had some praisers in the house. You say you want to make it to heaven? Hallelujah. If we can't praise down here, you ain't going to shout over there. If you can't give God glory here, we're wasting our time saying we're going to shout down here a little bit, praise God. You know, whatever trial that I go through, I want to give him praise for it. Every test that I fight, praise God, I want to give him praise for it. Every time the darkness of this world tries to surround me, praise God, he said, neither is there a shadow of any turning in him. I want to tell you today, there's no darkness in your walk with God. There should not be any darkness in your praise. There should not be any compromise. There should not be any falling away. You ought to get glory in your life and say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise God. I don't know why you're here today, but I came to give him glory.
Oh, let's lift our hands and praise him.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Here, if you have a divine spirit in you today, he said, in this light that is the light of men is going to shine in the darkness. Hallelujah. That means that when the devil comes in like a flood, he said, I'll raise up a standard against whatever he's got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. If you're sitting here in sin, there is no light shining through you.
Well, Pastor, I think I'll try to do my own thing. I got it all figured out. I've been in church for 40 years. So was the children of Israel.
But they couldn't cross without God.
Well, he fed me manna and quail through the wilderness.
In all the dark times and all the things of my life.
He fed me all those things, praise God. And I tried to find my way through. I tried to fish my way through. And I just kind of walked with God and let him supply for me, praise God. But now I want to grow up. I want to go to bigger things in God. You cannot go bigger in God if you keep the same yesterday's mindset.
That's right.
That he's just a supplier and a sustainer in your world.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Right.
You, now in business, I always understood that I was only as valuable as the inventory that I carried. You can't make $50,000 on $20,000 worth of inventory. It's virtually impossible.
What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying you have to have what it takes to get to the next step. And you have to build upon this step. Whatever rung of the ladder that I'm standing on in the church today, where God's leading me tomorrow, I have to go bigger and better than what I was yesterday.
You're not hearing me today.
But he said, the light, this light, it shineth in the darkness. Praise God. It shines when the devil don't want it to shine. Hallelujah. You ought to be excited today when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. That when darkness comes around you, you're still shining in the Holy Ghost. You ought to be excited today because that every time the enemy comes into your life and tries to destroy your children, some of us are weeping because our children may not be in church yet, but they've still got to see the light in mama and daddy saying they're coming, they're coming, they're coming. I see them coming. I'm praying they're coming. I'm shouting. And they're coming. You've got to get to the next level saying, God, I believe you. Even if you don't do it, I'm still trust you for it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
For years, prayed for a brother and brother-in-law that rejected and knew not God.
But now, the only thing he can do is weep when you mention God. Sometimes you have to get out of the way and let God bring people down to where they're ready to hear his voice. Sometimes you have to step out of the way. Hallelujah. I remember a day that my brother decided he was going to do his own thing. Hallelujah. And dad, he would, oh, you know how dad is. He's rough and rough. And you're not going to do this because I said it. Praise God. Those days are over. This dictatorship and this rule that you're going to make people live for God. Those days are over. Praise God. You can't make anybody do anything. Praise God. That's why when I go home at night, I pray for everybody in this house. But but I understand this. I can't let you worry me. Praise God, if you don't desire to live for God for yourself, I can't have a heart attack because so-and-so don't show up for church. Praise God, you know why? Because when I get to church, I'm going to lift my leg up and say, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. I see the light. I see the light. I see the truth. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Sometimes you just need a flow of current. The other night we was working downstairs, and it's always been dark and bleak trying to work downstairs. And it was a night where me and Brother Turner showed up, and we was taking a couple things off, and we wasn't actually working, but we showed up and was taking some things off. You remember that night we took that last plug in that was connected in onto the light switch, and the lights came almost twice as bright as they was. Watch me now. This is going to be important in your walk with God. By code, you can only have 7 outlets on a breaker. By code, you can only have 7 lights in consecutive working together. Is it possible? I'm just asking. It's just a thought to hit me. Is it possible that you have too many avenues in which you're trying to work with God that it dims your responsibility and you can't see your calling the way that it should work? Oh, I got to be in the prison ministry. I got to be in the jail ministry. I got to be in the children's ministry. I got to be on the Sunday school team. I've got to do this. You can do so much that you're not valuable for nothing. You're going to fry yourself. You're going to say, Lord, I've done so much. I've done all this. I always told every manager that worked under me, never confuse your efforts with your results. You can be so busy and not finish anything. You can be so busy trying to plug into everything. That's why that women get frustrated in their bathrooms because they've got hair dryers plugged in. They've got curling irons plugged in. They've got shavers plugged in. They've got all this plugged in to try to make them look good, praise God. He said, I will beautify the meek with salvation today. You don't have to worry about looking good for this world. You don't have to come to church trying to look the best. What you got to come to do is say, Lord, our heart is fixed on you, and I need you to change my appearance under the power of the Holy Ghost today. Ooh, I feel him in this place. Ah, I got to get this in curl. I've got to get all this fixed up. If they only knew what they was smearing on their face, they wouldn't even put it on their face. I used to work, guy I used to go to church with years ago when I was a kid. I went back. I always thought he'd done sandblasting, all these big machines and all this stuff. But he had a side business, tanning hides. Fox and wolves and coyotes and all that. Bro Spence, you know what he was doing? We walked in, I was standing behind Daddy, and I seen these barrels here and all this and that there, and I said, oh man, that was all the entrails. And he was scraping the fat and all the grease off those hides, and he was saving it and throwing it into those barrels. And my dad looked at him and he said, Brother Height, what in the world are you saving that stuff for? Why don't you take that out and burn it and get rid of it? He said, Pastor, you don't know? He said, Maybelline pays high dollars for guts from the entrails of roadside kill. They pay all these things. He said, and it's rendered down and it's grinded down. Praise God, every time I see a woman made up with makeup, I said, where did they get that coon to put on her face? Where did they get that coyote or that rabbit to put on her face? Praise God, to make her look good. Hallelujah.
you know what? They don't realize the danger and what they're placing in their life. Praise God. And the spirit that they're putting upon themselves. Hallelujah. But I'm glad that he is the light that shineth in men today. That when I receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and I receive the word, praise God. Hallelujah. That word became flesh and began to dwell inside of me. And I began to feel the unction. I began to feel his power. And he came out. He said, I need some men. I need some women that's going to come out with the Holy Ghost preaching like a house of fire today.
He said, after he established that in the beginning was the Word. Now, church, hear me today. Some of you walk around with the Trinitarians blowing you out of water because you don't know how to explain one God. Then you're on the phone, Pastor, I need scripture. I need all the one God scriptures you can have. In the beginning was the Word. 1 John, I believe, 5 and 8 says, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now, technically, flesh and blood shall not inherit. Now, this is what blows my mind. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Christ was the flesh of a God that had always been.
That's right.
Is that not right? Everybody agree with that?
That's right.
Now, let me ask you something. Are you going to see Christ, the Son of God, sitting on the right hand of God? Or are you going to see the power of the Word sitting on the right hand of God? Because my Bible in Revelation tells me there was one that sat upon the throne. His hair was like wool. Hallelujah. He had the voice of thunder, praise God. He didn't say that there was going to be a man sitting beside him. He said the Son was going to be sitting beside him. What was the Son? The Son was the same as in the beginning. He was the Word of God, praise God. And you begin to look in John 1 and 14, and the Word was made flesh and begin to dwell among us, friend. I want to tell you again, you get enough of this, it'll become alive in you. It'll become real in you. If you'll only learn to believe in the Word of God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place today. John could not preach until he understood who God is. Woo. Hear the word from your pastor. Don't go out trying to witness when you don't know who God really is. You will never, this is where it goes wrong. You can never understand what you have never experienced. If you've never experienced God, you don't know how to explain Him. If you've never been healed by the Holy Ghost, you can never tell what the power of the Holy Ghost really is. You've never been delivered and never been set free. You don't know what freedom is until you see, receive the light of men. Praise God. And that light was Jesus Christ. John began to come out preaching. Hallelujah. In the wilderness. He said there was one in the wilderness that ate locusts and wild honey. Praise God. It don't take an educated man to preach. It don't take a man with high knowledge to minister who God is. It don't take somebody that has a Bible school and all that behind their belt. You know what it takes? It takes somebody that's experience Him and knows Him, praise God, and knows what He can do for you. We got to realize that when John was in Elizabeth's womb, the Bible says the Holy Ghost leaped in her womb. Woo! And when they began to preach, he began to come out preaching and people didn't like it. And folks wouldn't like it today if I really actually done what John did. You generation of vipers and snakes. You are full of the spirit of the devil. and you don't even realize who God is, and except you repent, you're going to die in your sins. That's the message that John was preaching. How do you begin to preach that you got to repent of your sins and get those things out of your life, praise God. You can't play with pornography and be saved. You can't play with holism and be saved. You can't play with the things of this world and say, I'm all right. I've made it right, and I feel like God has allowed me to do it. Friend, if you don't know for a definite fact that you're right with God, don't do it. Don't touch that serpent. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Don't play with the snake's ball. But we got, the Bible says, when we got the Holy Ghost, that we should tread up, we should touch the serpents, and if they bite us or drink any deadly unclean thing, it won't hurt us. Friend, I want to tell you something. When you got the Holy Ghost, you will never have the desire to touch the spirits of the enemy.
That's right. Come on now.
That's good.
That's right.
You won't have a desire to touch those things. Oh, he's all over me today. I might not have three people here Thursday night. But hear me. Somebody needs to turn their light on. There is no darkened Holy Ghost garment that you can flip a switch when you want to. There's no way that you can live for God and think that because you've got it figured out. Friend, I want to tell you that the Bible says great is the mysteries of godliness. There's things that before we take our last breath, Brother McIntosh, that we won't even know about God. Because the mysteries are so great and who He is. And the only way that you can add that eighth current to you, the only way that you can add those extra connections to you, is that you have to have enough power to be able to allow the flow to go through your wires and to go through your who you are, praise God. And the only one that has that power is that lovely name of Jesus. He said, neither is there any other, for there's none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. You know what I can stand and say here today? Come on at us, devil. But in the name of Jesus, you shall be defeated. Come on out of church. But I promise you, God's going to come out victorious. What we need today, I need to hear John come out and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent that your sins may be blotted out of you. Ooh. He said John came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent bare to witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world him not. Jeff, the worst thing in our lives is for a day to come that our very own creation does not know who we are. He was made the Son of Man that we might become what? The sons of God.
Right.
The greatest heartbreak of heaven is that my children knew me not. If Noah would have ever listened to the cry of the sin and the people standing outside the ship, would the ship ever have been built? Sometimes in our walk with God, Sister Spence, we will be a Noah, and what we do will only be for the saving of our children. How we live may be only Because the Bible says whereby only 8 souls were saved by water. Only 8 made it through the first judgment. How many is going to make it in the second judgment? He said, I destroyed the world by water this time. But the next time, it's going to be fire and brimstone which raineth. Hell is 7 times hotter than the natural burn of fire. The sun is 7 times hotter on the surface than it is from you standing on earth. I wonder today, do you really look up and see Jesus? Are you so busy living in all the hell that you allow the devil to put you in that you see a false light in your life? And you can't see God because your mind is so dark that you couldn't hear from Him. Going to church is not enough. One time being filled with the Holy Ghost is not enough. Speaking in tongues one time as the Spirit came upon you is not enough. Paul said, I die daily. I repent daily. You know why? Because every day that I wake up, I'm going to face a new devil. I'm going to face a different opportunity. Now watch me now. I'm going to face a different obstacle. And if you prayed Sunday, how are you going to defeat Monday's devil? If you only prayed Sunday, how are you going to fight Tuesday? How are you going to fight Wednesday? When you refuse to tell God all about it. John came out preaching like a wild man. He came out, spittle all over his beard. They thought he was crazy, foaming at the mouth like a madman. Surely this man was possessed. Oh, he was possessed all right. He was possessed with the light of the world. He said, because I indeed baptize you with water. But he that is preferred before me is coming after me. Hallelujah. Whose shoe latchage that I am unworthy to unloose. I'm not even fit to touch the shoe or the sandal of God Almighty here today. No matter how hard John preached, he said, I'm not even worthy to touch his shoes. I'm not even worthy to pull his sock down or whatever's on his foot. And we stand here like we've done God a favor by showing up on Sunday afternoon and saying, I'm here, Lord. Church can go on. Heaven still goes when the church is shut down. Heaven still operates even when we don't show up. Even though we think we're worthy, praise God, we're only filthy rags in the sight of God. But somewhere somebody's got to love God enough. Say, Lord, if I have to crawl to that altar, praise God, to wash your feet. That's why Mary took the ointment and began to pour on his feet, because flesh cannot touch God with sin in its life. There's got to be an anointing. There's got to be something in between to keep you from touching the precious power and the glory of God with sin in your heart today. That's why there's angelic power in the locks of a woman's hair when it's not cut. Because it had the ability to take her hair and begin to wash his feet with the ointment, praise God, in the anointing. That's why in Corinthians you'll find that there's angels in the locks of a woman's hair. Women, don't give up your power today. Don't give up your anointing today that God's placed in you, because you have the ability to touch God. Well, women's supposed to be silent. Mary never said a word, and she felt the anointing when she touched him.
Right.
Hallelujah. Some people just need to learn to get rid of their old craziness. Now, I'm not talking about a woman of serpent authority. She don't have no business in a pulpit. I'm talking about women that have the ability to be witnesses. He said, and ye shall be witnesses after the Holy Ghost has come up on you.
Right.
Now, what did John say he came? He said, I came to bear witness of that light. You know what that light was? That light was the Holy Ghost coming. And he said, ye shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Right.
I'm teaching salvation here today. Somebody needs to grab a hold of this.
Right.
Samaria is going to see your light. When that Holy Ghost fell, Samaria saw that light. Judea saw that light. All of the uttermost parts of the earth saw that light. Praise God. They saw the things of heaven begin to fall in their life. Friend, I want you to hear me today. Hear me clearly and loudly today. You have the power of the light of the Holy Ghost to lead you to in all the truth if you learn to trust in what He has for you. That switch. Somebody needs to turn the light on. Now let me clarify. I don't want anybody to go away about the women, because that's a big issue. People have different opinions about that. The Bible plainly says that the women are not to usurp authority over man. Everybody agree with that? There are ministries in places that women have ability that men don't have. And we need to allow the Holy Ghost to work through that.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Everybody agree with that? We ought to let the Holy Ghost. I'm going to be honest with you. If I got up there singing, everybody would run, Sister Spence. Everybody fly out of here, because I'm not a singer. I can help you, but don't plan on me to play that piano. But we, as a church, must be clicking on all current and all flows. You see, the world works on the way of God more than they realize. Current. Currency. What do they call money? Currency. If currency stops, what happens? The Senate begins to pass laws of a government shutdown. When the money stops, it's currency. It's current. The Holy Ghost flows in a current, and the God flows in a current, and we have to allow God to begin to flow. If a water system backs up and it hits a dam, what happens? It becomes immovable and stable. And have you ever seen a still water? When nothing's turning and nothing's churning, that body of water becomes stagnated. And things in it get dies. You take a pump out of a fish tank in your house, very long, start looking at your fish, they'll start having white spots all over them. And ick will get all over them, and fungus will grow on them. And before you know it, everything's dead. All the life is dead. Friend, we have to continue to flow with the Holy Ghost and the direction God is leading us. Somebody needs to turn their light on. Somebody needs to get prepared for where God's going to take you. Let me ask you something. Is your home stagnant today? Do you have a flow? And a current, you know what the biggest thing that keeps a home going? Anybody want to guess at that one? Money.
Right.
What keeps the lights on? Money. What keeps your water flowing? Money. I told you I needed to teach a class on budgeting. What will make your home flow smoother is not so much that the money's flowing, it's so much the money's flowing in the right channels.
That's right.
You have to have the income. But if your expenses are more than your income, you have no outcome but nothing but destruction.
Right.
What happens when you don't have enough God in you? That you have the inability to go outside of your house and be a witness. And the light's not on. Nobody's home. And you try to live for God in darkness. Jeff, if you'll try harder than you've ever tried, you'll see what flowing means. You'll see what the Holy Ghost wants to do. He'll change everybody's mind if you'll just let the light come on. Even in darkness, he said, I'll shine. Even in the problems when everybody else is shut down around you, your Holy Ghost will still shine today. Can we stand? When John began to preach, the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of men, but born of God. That's why in John 3 says you must be born again of the water and the spirit, or you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You will not see God without a spiritual deliverance in your life. You will not find him. He said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is only of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of them, saying, cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was. For he was before me. Can I tell you that God was at the beginning of your parade and he's standing at the end? He told Jeremiah, he said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. I ordained you. A lot of folks are afraid to preach about predestination. I don't believe that God predestined us, that we could do everything that we possibly could do and make it to heaven. There is no doctrine of eternal security here today, church. You can lose it as quick as you get it. But I do believe this. I believe that Jeremiah was predestined, just like you and I, to be a child of God. And we have the ability to make our own choice. We wasn't framed and built for this world. We were framed and built to be the sons of God here today. We were built to be worshipers and praisers and preachers and ministers and teachers and singers. Praise God that men and women, boys and girls and children alike would learn to give God praise and be the light of the world. Somebody needs to turn to I wonder today if we could find ourselves a place to pray. Say, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven in our lives. Open a channel of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see.
Lord, don't let me leave here without a shine of the Holy Ghost in me.
your desires reveal.
Let your desires, Lord, infiltrate my heart.
Take my heart.
Take
my life. As a living sacrifice, all my dreams and all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice, and take all my dreams, and Lord, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own.
Is not my
to
own.
You I belong. Oh, I give myself to you. Oh, you see, my life is not my own.
Not my own.
To you I belong.
To you I belong.
Oh, I give myself. I give myself to you, Lord. My life is
not my own.
To you I belong.
To you I belong.
I give myself. I give myself to you. I give myself away.
I give myself away.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Oh, give yourself away.
Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own.
Oh, my life
to
is not my own.
I belong. I give myself. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my,
oh, my life
not my
is
own.
Not
unto you I belong. Lord, I give myself. I give myself to you. Not my own.
Oh, life is not
to
my
you,
own.
Lord, I belong. I give myself. I give myself to you. I give myself away. way
so,
so you can use me.
Let's praise him one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for being that light in us. Lord, when darkness comes among us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let his word lead you, church. Let his power follow you and be your direction. The Bible says there's no weapon formed against our God that shall prosper. He said every tongue that riseth up against it, he said, I will condemn it. You know what he's saying? Everything that everybody has to say about you when you're walking with God, he said, the battle belongs to me. It's not yours. It belongs to me. Let the naysayers say their nays. But the promises of God are yea and amen. Yea and amen. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord bless you. Amen. Let's stand this afternoon. Amen. So good. So good to know him. Praise his name. Praise his name. Amen. Remember Tuesday night, work night. Come ready to do. We're going to try to not inhale as much cleaner as we got a hold of the other night. We got the one side, I think, done with that part of it. We got to fill in the holes and stuff like that. So then we'll put the sealer on and start framing that around. So.